Morning, church. What an awesome privilege it is to worship the Lord through this Christmas season. Let's stand, and you can turn to greet maybe two or three people and just tell them Jesus is Lord. All right, before you take your seats, you can remain standing for a bit. And how many of you had God do some tremendous work in your life in 2025? And how many of you expect God to do another work in your life in 2026? Good. We come with faith. We come expecting that God is going to move. We heard some testimonies of what God is doing. Let's give him the praise and glory. We're going to give him a clap offering of praise for every testimony that was shared here. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. You are our King. You are our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It is the name of Jesus that is above every other name. He is our King. He is our Lord. This morning, you can be seated. I do not have a whole lot. I'm going to have a story for the kids in just a minute, so I'm going to invite them up very shortly. The last 2 weeks, when I was asked about filling in this morning, the Lord did not give me a lot. Right away, I felt a story for the kids, so we're going to do that. Since then, he has not given me a lot, but Victor, since we were talking, I think it was yesterday, the Lord gave me a sticky note of stuff. So we're going to work through that. And as a preacher's kid, as I am and you are, we know that could be 5 minutes, it could be an hour. So let's settle in for the ride. But first, we're going to have a kid's story, and all the children can come forward, and we're going to have a story. Got lots of room on the front bench. Good. Later here. Bench. Right. Okay, so how many of you know the story of Jesus' birth? Huh? Good for you guys. How many of you heard it in the last week during Christmas? Did you guys talk about it? Did your parents tell you the story again? Yeah? That's good. So we're going to go over that story. We're going to talk about the story. We actually started doing this at home for our bedtime stories. We started in the beginning of the Bible, and we just share stories, and we talk about them. We used to go through this book, and this is a really good book, but I'm using it for pictures this morning. So, this is the picture of the world, and this is where Jesus is coming to. He's coming from glory. He's coming from heaven. Yes? We do read it for a bit. Yeah. So Jesus is coming to this little town. But before he comes to the town, someone shows up, and it is an angel. And this angel shows up to Mary. Now, how many of you already had something in life that did not go as planned? Maybe you didn't get the gift that you were hoping to get at Christmas. Yeah, you had something that didn't go as planned. It happens, right? Yeah, we need to learn to be flexible. Be willing to go wherever God is leading us, and sometimes it doesn't go as planned. That happened to us the other Sunday. We were going to go watch the David movie, and we didn't get there No, because the Lord gave us other plans. And our children, they waited. But we got to see it eventually. So that's what's happening here with Mary. Right now, I'm saying this story to you. I'm actually speaking it to your parents, though. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have plans made. She was going to get married. She had this beautiful dress that her husband gave her, and she was ready to wear it. She had this plan. They had this feast. They were building a house together. But it did not go as they planned, because this angel showed up, and she fell before the angel. And the angel said, Mary, you have been chosen. You are a special one. God has chosen you to bring Jesus into this world. Now that's amazing, right? Is that exciting? Yeah, it's so amazing. Joseph, that surprised him too. Mm-hmm. The angel went to Joseph then as well and told Joseph that your fiancée, Mary, is going to bring Jesus into this world. So they had to go on a trip. They had to go 150 kilometers. That's a far way if you're walking. Do you think they walked the whole way? Do you think they jumped in the minivan? No. No? What did they jump in? Yeah? A donkey? Yeah? A donkey? Yeah? A donkey? Yeah, that's what we figure they did. We don't know for sure, but we assume by their culture that if she was pregnant and they had to go that far, they probably took a donkey. Now, how many of you rode a donkey already? Nobody rode a donkey? No? How many of you seen an angel? Have you seen an angel? Yeah? Yeah? Sometimes you can. Mm-hmm. So when you lay in your bed at night, and you hear rustling, then you just listen. Maybe it's an angel. Yeah, the angel shows himself, especially to children. The Bible says that unless you become like a child, I'm pretending I'm talking to you again, but I'm talking to your parents again. Yeah, don't tell them, okay? But unless you become like a child, so we need to be innocent, we need to be flexible, right? We need to be willing to change and shift. Even if we don't get what we wanted. We wanted that Christmas gift. We thought when we're 30, our life is going to look like this. And when we're 40, it's going to look like that. When we're 50, you know, all these things are going to be in place. And the Lord's like, No. I'm going to nurture you into my image. I'm speaking to your parents again. I need to get back to you guys. All right. So Jesus came. They're in Bethlehem. And Jesus was born. He was born in a manger, in a stable. That's amazing, right? If you think of the most important person in your life, how would he come? Would he come on a donkey? Or would he come on his own jet? A lot of people would ride jets these days, right? Not many important people come riding into town on a donkey. But that's how Jesus did. He came, it was a dark, still night. The whole earth was silent because the earth could feel that the Creator, that Jesus is coming. And it was silent and it was waiting and it was waiting. And Jesus was born and it was a peaceful night. It was a calm night. Oh, do you think that's a stable? You think that's where Jesus is? Yeah? Now, outside of the town, there's some people taking care of sheep. Do you know what those are called?
Shepherds.
Yeah, shepherds, yeah. Now, do you think shepherds were very well liked in those days? Not in those days, no. People thought they were a little smelly. They were a little stinky. No, people looked down on shepherds, right? Remember King David? He was a shepherd. Mm-hmm. And before he was a warrior, people looked down on him. They're like, you're just a shepherd. Why are you coming to the battlefield? That's what people thought about shepherds. And guess what? Do you think Jesus is going to tell, or the angels are going to tell the shepherds first that Jesus came? Yeah, those important shepherds? Mm-hmm. We're going to find out. The whole sky lit up suddenly, in an instant. And there was this big warrior of light. or it's an angel, and it came to the shepherds and said, glory to God on the highest, because Jesus is born. He has come. He has come with good news. He has come as a baby, so he's going to have to grow up, right? That's amazing. And do you think they stayed in the fields afterwards? No, they went running to that town as fast as they could go to worship King Jesus. That's where they went. See, shepherds, when they take care of the sheep, many of them were taking care of sheep for other people. I'm pretending I'm talking to you. I'm talking to your parents again. Yeah. But they take care of the sheep many times for other people, for kings and important people. And that's the same with shepherds today. There's some shepherds here in this church. They don't take care of literal sheep, but they're taking care of the Father's sheep. Mm-hmm. And Jesus loves when they come to worship him. So that's what happened there in that story. And when Jesus came, Jesus is the light of the world. He came into a dark world. He came to shine a light. So when you're in a dark place, if it's dark at night, how many people sleep with your lights on or off? How do you sleep? Yeah? Off, yeah. You don't keep them on? So is it dark? Yeah? Jesus came as a big, bright flashlight. He's going to light up the way. So whether the lights are on or off, Jesus is still the light. And Ray was reading earlier, is he came as Wonderful Counselor. That means he is a strategist, which means he's very smart. Who's the smartest person that you know? Yeah? God? Oh, thank you. Yeah. What about around here? Is there anyone smart in this room that you know? God is the correct answer. That's really good. Yeah. Do you know any smart people? Yeah. How about strong? Who's the strongest person you know? Yeah. God again. Yes. Thank you. Wow. You're nailing them. So good. Do you know? Yes. God. Yeah. Do you know any people in this room that are strong? Is your daddy strong? Yeah. Yeah. So Jesus came and it's Almighty God. Almighty means he's all powerful. So your daddy is very strong. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. But Jesus is stronger. Yeah. Eternal Father. And Ray was talking about that too. That he came as a baby, but he was also a father. He came in the flesh, but God is also our Father. He was both human and he was God at the same time. That's kind of like your dad. He is a father as well. But he's also a son, and he should be also like a child, right? Mm-hmm. At least in the spirit. And Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. So that means he is the source of all peace. So when there's turmoil, if you ever hear, how many of you heard of fighting? Have you ever seen any fighting between friends or anything? Yeah, you have? Maybe between siblings? Ever see fighting between people? Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So all peace comes from Jesus. There's peace in no one else other than Jesus. So that's who Jesus is. And that's why he came, is so that we can have peace, so that we can have power, so that we can have redemption, so that we can have freedom. And he did it not by coming into this world with a big flash, but he came in quietly and he changed the world. And we're still walking and we still have that change today. Thank you for your time. That's all I have. If you want a candy cane, then you can have a candy cane. Yes. Oops, that one broken. Here, you can have this one. Well, that one is too. Here's a good one. Okay, if one's broken, do you want a different one? There you go. You want that one? Oh, thanks. Actually, Actually, that's your bonus one. You don't want one? Do you want one? You can take the candy cane back to your parents, or you guys can just sit up here. It's whatever you want, but your parents might want you to go back. It'd be a lot of fun to have a bunch of children here. Okay, DeAndre and Owen. DeAndre and Owen, you boys can just sit up here if you want for a minute. All right. That was fun. Thank you, children, for coming up. There's something very beautiful about children. And our church is very blessed. We have a lot of children. This was a very small group of children compared to a normal Sunday morning. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for our children. And I want to bless you as parents for raising them in the fear of the Lord, raising them to understand and teaching them that the Word of God is ultimate truth. That is amazing, and I want to bless you guys in that. It is an incredible privilege that we have as parents to raise children in 2025. It is a privilege. We do not need to fear. We do not need to tremble about that, because God has chosen the time that you as parents were born into this world, and He has chosen the time for your children, and He has specifically placed them in your care. So for me to say, oh, I wish I'd raised children, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, is saying I know better than what God has done. And that is pride. That is pride. So praise the Lord and thank you, Jesus, that we can raise our children in 2025 going into 2026. It is an amazing privilege that we have. Dave, you can come up. It's going to be very short here. And we're going to get ready for communion in a minute. The word that the Lord has given me for this morning, I actually had nothing until last night. I was on a walk and going through town. And as I was praying and praying over the church, not even praying about this morning, just praying for each of us and our families. And thank you, Owen. As I was praying, the Lord gave me this word, and I want to speak it over us. And 2026. And the word is abundance. The word is abundance. The Lord wants to, because this is the heart of God. So I'm going to back up, give a bit of backstory. I was studying, and I was like, oh, I need to like bring something more than a children's story. And I was making this message, and it was completely based out of what I knew, out of my intellect. It was not being directed from the Spirit of God. The verses I had was John 1, Colossians 1, Colossians 2, and Isaiah 9. And Ray read each one of those verses this morning, every one of them. And that's where I was like, out of my intellect. And it would have been true, but it's not what the Lord is wanting me to share. And finally, I just like, you know what? We're going to have this kid's story. It's going to be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and we're going to carry on. And but last night, the Lord gave me this sticky note, and it is the word abundance. And as I was studying, I wanted to talk about who God is, who Jesus is, why He came. And this word abundance actually wraps that up in full as well. Because Jesus came so that you may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. So we're here in 2026. The abundance can be yours. You can have abundant life. You can have more than you can ask, think, or imagine. You can have more understanding of the scriptures, more revelation of who God is going into this new year. You can have it abundantly, more than you can ask, more than you can imagine. And some of us have great and wild imaginations, and we think they're big, but compared to God, like they are so minuscule. Like the Lord wants to give you life. He wants to give you revelation. He wants to give me understanding. He wants to give me abundant hope. Abundant grace, abundant peace, more than I can ask, more than I can imagine. He wants to give you abundant rest. So Sometimes we need to learn to rest. Sometimes we need to learn, I need to learn to just turn off my phone. I need to learn to rest in who God is. So the Lord wants to give you abundant hope. Also declaring over 2026 that there's going to be abundant relationships. Abundant peace in our relationships. Restoration in our relationships. Abundant souls for the kingdom of God. That more people are going to enter. More people are going to encounter Jesus. Abundant forgiveness in my life. That I may learn how to forgive abundantly. That I will not walk holding grudges. That I will not walk holding bitterness. That I will not walk when I see someone and I'm like, oh, he thinks whatever. It's like, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. May my mind be a repentant mind. May it be a soft mind. May it be a moldable mind. May it be one that is abundantly resting in who he is and the understanding that he gives. See, when we think of abundance, sometimes we start and stop with health and finances and physical life. And that is part of abundance. I'm not here saying it isn't. It is part of it. But the physical and the natural will always align and is subject to the spiritual. So when we are living life abundantly in the spirit, the physical will align itself with that because it's subject to it. So let's not start in the natural. The natural would have said, I needed to have a sermon this morning. Because, you know, and I say, we're maybe not there, but yeah. Yeah, let's just set. I will help wash him in a minute. Just a quick minute, okay? And I realize we might not be here as a church, but I was struggling with this. It's like, oh, I need to have this lot of time filled. And yet, we don't. We need whatever the Lord has for us. We don't need, you can't get more than that. You don't need less than that. You can get all of that. And sometimes that is going to be a long word. Sometimes that's going to be a short word. So we need abundant. So the natural is always going to align with the spiritual. So my prayer for my life in 2026 is that my spirit will be aligned with the Spirit of God. That it will be subject to the Spirit of God. That I can receive revelation abundantly. That I can receive understanding of the Word of God abundantly. That I will be abundantly forgiving. I will be abundantly merciful. I will show abundant grace. That I will have abundance in my rest. There will be abundance in my spirit. So that's my prayer for my life in 2026. And we're going to go into communion here in a minute. We're going to open up the altar as well. And if you want to just come into the presence of God, you can do this in your bench. You can. But if you want to step out in faith and boldly just receive the abundance that God has for you in 2026, and it will probably look different than he has for me because we're not the same person and he has different callings on each of our lives. But if you want to just align yourself and your spirit with the Lord, after you partake of the broken body of Christ, and you worship him, and you just enjoy his presence. You can step into the altar and just spend some time before the Lord aligning yourself. Thank you. I want to wish each of you a blessed, blessed 2026 new year as you step into the year that we're going to do it together in faith, and we're going to do it together in humility before the Lord. Thank you.